Oh, now, Ted, you don't want to be stubborn. You wouldn't like to see me wasting away to a shadow, would you?
Mr. Ramsay promised me father that he'd ride King Pin.
He didn't make any such promise. He just discussed it with your father.
Well, I think, Mr. Ramsay, you ought to ride Dad's horse, Socks. After all, you two have been friends for such an age, haven't you, Mr. Ramsay?
Well, I've just said that I'm not going to ride any horse. I'm too busy trying to form Snake Gully into a municipality.
Oh, now that'll all be fixed, Ted. It won't stop you from riding in the Snake Gully Cup. And think of riding Socks. He's always been a favorite of yours.
Has he?
Well, he's a good horse, you know, Ted. Now, come along. Just tell me that you'll ride Socks in the Snake Gully Cup, and I'll have no more worry. Then I'll talk about Berrigulla and Snake Gully to your heart's content.
Remember your promise, Mr. Ramsay.
I didn't make a promise.
Oh, there you are, Mabel.
Oh, Dave, why do you take sides against me?
Oh, I'm not taking sides against you, but after all, I'll have to diet like Alf if Ted doesn't promise to ride Socks.
Well, Ted, come on, give us an answer.
Oh, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, Dad. You're supposed to be president of the Shire Council. You're supposed to be trying to form Snake Gully into a municipality, and all you can talk about is racehorses.
Oh, that's not quite fair, Mr. Ramsay.
Well, I want to see Socks win the Snake Gully Cup, and you're the only one who can make the way.
Oh, that's true, Ted. Oh, go on, be a sport.
Well, if we can stop these two families from leaving Berrigulla or get them to come here and settle in Snake Gully, we'll be Jake. I think you ought to go and see them, Dad.
Dad will go and see them, and so will I.
Yes, I'll go and see them, Ted, but first of all, let's get your answer about Socks.
Mr. Ramsay, I think that you have a right to talk to me father first.
Oh, well, I don't know what to do. I want to talk about Snake Gully and Berrigulla.
Oh, there's tons of time to talk about that, but will you ride Socks?
Well, I might consider it if Dad will talk business with me.
Mr. Ramsay, you're a man of honor, and it's up to you to talk to me father first. After all, he was the first one to come to you about riding a horse in the Snake Gully Cup.
Oh, that's quite true.
Mabel, why don't you go to bed? You look tired. Now listen, Ted. I got you into Hopkins' store as one of the directors, you know. The whole thing was my idea, wasn't it, Mum?
Of course it was.
My father had to agree to it.
Mabel, you shouldn't take sides against this family.
Now, Dave, I'm only being fair.
Now, that's enough. You'll all drive me off my head at the rate you're going. I'll talk to Bill Smith first, and then I'll decide which horse I'll ride.
You wouldn't want to see me fade away to a shadow, would you, Ted?
I don't want to see anyone fade away to a shadow. I want to talk about Snake Gully and Berrigulla.
Well, tell us that you'll ride Socks.
No, Mabel's right. I've got to talk to her father first. But I won't make any decision about which horse I'm going to ride until I've talked to you, Dad.
All right, Ted. You give me your word. That's good enough for me.
I don't want to offend anybody, but I can't ride both Kingpin and Socks.
Oh, of course you can't. And you want to ride the best horse, don't you, Ted?
Then he must want to ride Kingpin.
Oh, Socks can beat Kingpin any day.
Oh, now don't start arguing. Mr. Ramsay said that he won't make any decision without consulting Dad.
Just give me a cushion to put behind his head, sir. He doesn't look too comfortable there.
Here, Dad.
I feel quite comfortable. And now, can we talk about Snake Gully and Berrigulla?
Well, go right ahead. Tell me what you've done, and I'll give you my advice on it.
Alf, don't settle down to sleep on that doorstep.
Oh, I'm tired of standing here waiting, and I'm hungry too.
Ramsay's are late tonight. They ought to be home by now.
What's the time?
We're just getting on for 11:30.
Oh, we've been here for hours and I'm starving.
Well, stand up. Don't settle down on that step.
I'm too weak to stand. I can't keep alive on a lettuce leaf.
Oh, don't be silly, Alf. You'll have to get used to that.
Oh, I'm going to beg and implore Ted Ramsay to ride our horse. But I wish we'd gone home with Dad all the same. Oh, it's going to be a long walk.
Oh, well, perhaps Mr. and Mrs. Ramsay wouldn't mind lending us their bicycles.
Oh, I suppose they will. They do a lot of cycling.
We should have come over here in our own car, like I suggested in the first place.
Perhaps Ted and his wife are away for the night. They might be staying in Berrigulla.
Oh, do you think it's worthwhile waiting any longer, or will we start to walk home?
Oh, I'm hungry, Annie. I don't want to walk home. Let's wait a bit longer and see if we can borrow the Ramsey's bicycles.
Oh, all right, Alf. But you must be strong. We've set our hearts on winning the Snake Gully Cup.
Yes, I know, and I've set my heart on Ted Ramsey riding Wally's Hope.
Look, there's a car coming up the road.
Oh, it won't be the Ramseys. It's about the 10th car that's passed tonight.
No, it's coming in here.
Oh, the Ramseys at last.
Now be tactful, Al.
Oh, you leave that to me, Annie. You know, I taught you how to handle people in the milk bar. You just go away with Mrs. Ramsey somewhere and I'll talk to Ted.
All right. Oh, Ted! Burglars lurking on the doorstep.
What?
No, it's only Alf and me here.
Oh, good gracious. Oh, dear, what a start you gave me. What are you doing here at this time of night?
We're waiting to see Ted.
Oh, well, he'll just go and put the car away. How long have you two been waiting?
Oh, we've been here since about 7 o'clock.
Good gracious, I had no idea.
Oh, it's quite all right. We didn't mind waiting. It was a pleasure, wasn't it, Alf?
Was it?
Of course it was.
Oh, we went over to the Blakes and had the loveliest game of euchre. Or at least I did. Ted went over to Dad's place.
What?
Oh, do you mean that Ted's been over to Dad's place?
Yes. He went over there to talk business with him about this Berrigulla Snake Gully affair. Oh, dear, now where's my... Ah, here it is. Now come in. I hope you're not going to stay long at this time of night.
Oh, no, Alf just wants to have a business talk with Mr. Ramsey.
Oh, well, come into this room. Ah, there we are. Now sit down. Ted won't be a minute.
Oh, what's this about Ted going over to Dad's place?
I told you, he wanted to discuss Shire Council business. Ah, here he is now.
Mr. Ramsey, did Dad make you promise anything?
Well, what are you talking about, Annie? And what are you both doing here at this time of night?
We came to see you. It's very important.
Oh, if we'd known you were going over to Dad's, it would have made it easier. Fancy sitting here for hours when you've been at home all the time.
These two poor things have been here since 7 o'clock.
Starve the lizards, they must want to see me very badly.
Oh, I'm just dying for a cup of tea.
Oh, so am I.
Now, Alf. Mind, only tea without milk. Can I give you a hand to get it for us, Mrs. Ramsey?
A cup of tea? Oh, dear, it's very late, isn't it? Oh, but you're welcome. Come along to the kitchen, Annie. We leave the two men together. We had supper at Blake's.
Oh, supper.
I'll have a cup of tea ready in 2 shakes. Come along, Annie.
Yes, all right, Mrs. Ramsey. And do your best, Al.
Too right, I will.
Now, Alf, what's the trouble?
Oh, you wouldn't happen to have a biscuit or anything in this room, would you, Ted?
A biscuit? I think there are some over there in the biscuit barrel on the sideboard.
Do you mind if I have a couple?
Oh, just go ahead and help yourself. But what's up with you? Didn't you have any tea tonight?
Oh, I had a lettuce leaf and a bit of cheese.
A lettuce leaf and a bit of cheese? Why, what's the matter? Are you dieting?
Well, I don't want a diet. Now, listen, Ted. We've known each other for a long time, haven't we?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to ask you to do me a very big favour. You wouldn't like to see me fade away and die, would you?
Why, of course not. Why are you going to die? Are you ill?
Well, I'll die if you don't ride our horse Wally's Hope in the Snake Gully Cup.
Oh? What weight's she got?
10-13.
Oh, well, I can make that easily. I'm not 10 stone.
Oh, he's a great horse, Ted. Oh, and he's a certainty for the cup. An absolute certainty. You know, he's won some races in the city. And you want to be on the winner, don't you? Oh, these biscuits are good. Do you mind if I have a few more?
Oh, that's all right. Just help yourself.
Thanks, Ted. Oh, I'm starving. Oh, I don't suppose there's anything but biscuits in this room.
No, I'm afraid there's not.
Well, do me a favour and don't tell Annie that I've been eating biscuits.
Oh, I won't say anything.
Well, will you Will you ride while he's open the cup?
Well, I don't know, Alf. You see, I'm very, very busy at present trying to get Snake Gully changed into a municipality.
Oh, you can spare a few minutes to ride the winner of the Snake Gully Cup, can't you?
Oh, well, I suppose so.
Oh, he's a certainty, Ted.
Well, why are you putting two biscuits in your mouth at one time? I can't hardly hear what you say when you've got your mouth full.
Oh, but, Ted, will I swallow this? Will you ride Wally's open the Snake Gully Cup?
Well, Alf, I can't make you any promise. You see, Bill Smith wants me to ride Kingpin, and Dad wants me to ride Sox.
Oh, but Ted, they're old horses. They've got no chance.
Oh, well, I don't know so much about that.
You know, it was Annie's influence that got you a partner in the firm of Hopkins Dorr.
Oh, was it? I thought Dad arranged it all.
Well, Annie had a big say.
Now, steady on. I can hear the ladies coming. You'd better not have any more biscuits.
I can't. There are none left.
Ah, well, you two men have had a nice chat. Is everything fixed, Al?
Oh, not yet.
Well, you better fix it, Alf, because there won't be any supper for you if you don't.